Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 29th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Starting today, February 29th, Ford electric vehicles will gain access to Tesla superchargers across the United States and Canada. Ford is the first non-Tesla EV maker to use the North American charging standard, but it will not be the last. After Ford submitted its deal last year, numerous other automakers followed suit and will switch to NACS. Current Ford EV owners must order the fast charging adapter, free to new and existing clients of the Blue Oval Charge Network until June 30th, 2024. After June 30th, the fast charging adapter will cost $230. Starting in 2025, Ford EVs will come standard with the NACS charging system. The Biden administration launched an investigation into Chinese-made vehicles, stating software and digital connections in modern cars could be used to spy on Americans or sabotage the vehicles. President Biden likened modern cars to smartphones, saying they collect and share with the cloud a host of data about drivers and their everyday commutes. The investigation, led by the Commerce Department, won't place any immediate restrictions on the import or sale of Chinese-manufactured automobiles, but the agency does have the authority to prohibit or restrict sales if it finds any serious risk. Video gaming giant Electronic Arts announced that it is laying off 5% of its 13,400 workers, affecting about 670 jobs. The plan includes reducing office space and ending work on some video games, including a Star Wars first-person shooter being worked on by Respawn, a game development studio EA acquired in 2017. EA CEO Andrew Wilson wrote in a memo to employees that the video game company is streamlining our company operations to deliver deeper, more connected experiences for fans everywhere. Wilson added that the cuts will allow EA to focus more on its biggest opportunities, including our own IP, sports, and massive online communities. Generative AI developers at Google DeepMind released a paper Friday introducing Genie, a new artificial intelligence system that can create playable worlds resembling video games from images and text prompts. Genie is a world model similar to Sora, but it also is actionable and controllable. Trained on over 200,000 hours of publicly available 2D platformers, Genie can take prompts, sketches, and other images and create virtual worlds for users to play around in, creating assets from scratch and generating pixels based on player actions. YouTube Create, Google's standalone mobile app aimed at creators, which launched into beta testing last fall, has expanded to over a dozen more countries, including Brazil, Spain, Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, and others. YouTube Create helps creators produce both shorts and longer form videos by offering an easy-to-use suite of free tools for making videos on the go. With YouTube Create, Google hopes to capture more of the market that prefers to use standalone tools for editing videos, similar to how some TikTok creators prefer to use CapCut to prep their TikTok videos. Substack has become a bit more social media-like, introducing direct messaging to the platform, allowing users to have private one-on-one conversations. DMs can be accessed in the chat tab on the Substack app and website, which by default only allows users to receive DMs from people they're connected to. Substack says DMs were a highly requested feature among users, and many users have shared excitement about the announcement. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has launched an investigation into OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's communications to determine whether the company's investors were misled during last November's boardroom crisis, where the company's board fired Altman for a lack of candor before an employee revolt led to his restoration less than 2 weeks later. The SEC, whose probe hasn't previously been reported, has been seeking internal records from current and former OpenAI officials and directors and sent a subpoena to OpenAI in December, according to people familiar with the matter. Microsoft is working with NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel on a new API called DirectSR, designed to offer a seamless way for game developers to integrate super-resolution AI upscaling features. Program manager Joshua Tucker describes DirectSR as the missing link between games and super-resolution technologies and says it should provide a smoother, more efficient experience that scales across hardware. And finally, Bitcoin is on track for its biggest monthly gain since December 2020, amid an ETF boost since the approval and launch of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in the U.S. in January. The largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization was up 3.4% at $62,205, having changed hands at $63,933 overnight, the highest since late 2021. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.